The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Did I hear them say pitcher Will Smith? Gee, I wonder if he leaves fresh prints on the ball. Well, that joke was a real Carlton. Well, it's really just me, Chris Farrell, on the Chris Farrell Show. Appropriately enough, it's Sunday, July 5th. So America is 244 and 1 days old. I think that's great. And I just want to say how nice it is to see everyone so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning following an Independence Day where they had to figure out a way to celebrate besides blowing stuff up. Although you can still do that. You can still blow stuff up. I'm lying. You can still blow stuff up. Sure you can. But many non-traditional celebrations took place yesterday. Now think positively, just non-traditional celebrations. TEK having a fireworks show and telling everybody not to go. Well, at least we're not trying to please everybody. Watch online. When can we not watch fireworks online? Come on, TC, save the money. TKK. That's just wonderful to see everyone so ready to seize this day. Yeah, coming up on 6:09 a.m. on Sunday. Because I know you're just still riding the adrenaline from America's birthday, man. Yeah. Are things different? Well, yes, they are. Folks having fireworks displays and telling you not to come, that's different. But I tell you what was a success this year was Ground Show. Now, true, we didn't have a Sky Show last night. First time that I can remember that there was no Sky Show. Which put the onus on me in the morning. Hey, it's 4th of July, the live programming we're doing on the 4th of July. Ground Show. I think it went okay. Of course, being a non-visual medium, we had many fewer challenges than the folks that are trying to light up the sky over a major city. I had a little less to do than those folks. Well, actually, that's not true because they had nothing to do. But I did work on the 4th of July. I did ring in the sunrise. The sun was about the only fireworks in the sky yesterday. Officially. Now, I know different because I've seen the stories everyone else has seen with the folks in the fireworks shops holding more than they can fit in a cart. They're pushing around a full cart, and you're wondering how it's all staying in the cart. And you just think to yourself, I hope this guy doesn't smoke in the car. I saw one, his cart was just teetering. And most of what he had was the same type of firework. You could see he had purchased or was planning to purchase a lot of the same product. And it turns out that they asked him what it was. And he says, well, these are the big ones. These are the ones like you see at the fireworks display, the major fireworks displays. You know, I'm not scaling back for anybody. The things contained 9 discharges and cost $100. I have the buyer's remorse. Because he had like 10 of them. And I'm not one to tell you what to do with your money. Goodness knows. No, if you knew me personally, I'm the last person in the world to tell you to not be frivolous. We go around once. And bless your heart, if you got your money's worth out of it, I hope you did. But if you got your money's worth out of it, how did you manage to do that? 9 explosions costing you $100? How was that, you know, in retrospect, worth it? You know, there's lots of fireworks being shot off everywhere, right? You know it's not going to make the news. You know you're not going to be able to redefine yourself with this $1,000 worth of fireworks that you're going to shoot off in your backyard. You know that once the boom is over, you're left with the memory. Is he talking about fireworks still? Yes, I'm still talking about fireworks. But in a way, that's a ground show, isn't it? Yes, you send things into the sky to make it more colorful, louder. But you're shooting them off from generally a field or your backyard. These major shows that tens of thousands of cars illegally park on the interstate to take in, you know, these big, big shows, they're not shooting those off from the ground. They're shooting them off from a place of significant elevation. One, to keep the public safe from all the explosive apparatus. That's a lot of discharge powder. Yeah. Is he still talking about fire? Yes, I'm still talking about fireworks. Like, I remember the ones at the Cameron Brown building. I don't think it's called that anymore. I'm not sure. But you know the Cameron Brown building down on McDowell Street. Way back when, we would shoot our fireworks off the top of the Cameron Brown building, and they would go off in great proximity to the larger part of the skyline, and it was very, very pretty. It was a nice way to do it. Because, you know, they kind of came up sideways, you know. You kind of hope they keep that arc towards the sky. There was a, I won't say element of danger, but you had to be a little daring to sit still. But what we had yesterday was thousands of little ground shows. Folks buying fireworks and throwing their own party. And man, I just hope you had a literal and figurative blast. Because, you know, whether there were large displays or not, whether attending a major fireworks display, whether or not that was an option, which it kind of wasn't yesterday. Even if I could do that, I think I'd still rather come to your ground show. I'd rather fire up the grill, kick a few back, wait for dark, then start blowing stuff up. Woo! That's a good old time. And I hope, however you wound up celebrating, you had a good old time. Because that's our first American holiday, isn't it? It's when we became America. It's inherently our oldest holiday, our oldest domestic holiday, steeped in its own tradition for almost 250 years. And so it's important. It's not just an excuse to go to the beach. It's not just an excuse to blow things up. Although it is all those things. It's just not those, not just those things. It should be a time of reflection. Because, you know, if you shoot a firework in just the right spot near a glass building, the reflection will make it look like two fireworks. No, I'm not talking about that. It should be a time of looking back and appreciating what this country is. It's a new idea that we established when we began this country. We the people hold these truths to be self-evident. That was radical thinking. That there was nothing like that in the world. America made history on its first day. That's worth celebrating. Taught the world a lesson about how to raise a healthy, happy populace. We've done so many more good things than bad. And I am very grateful to be an American. I'm not proud to be an American. That's Lee Greenwood territory. I'll let him cover that. He can pretend like being an American is an accomplishment. I know it's a stroke of wonderful luck. I am very grateful to be an American. Because we could be anywhere, folks. You're a human being, right? You know there's human beings all over the world born into all kinds of situations. You don't have to look far to see evidence of it. And some folks, bless their hearts, never stood a chance. in America, you always have a chance. That's what we're celebrating. That's what the firework represents. You look at it and you think, colorful explosion. Well, yeah. Kind of like when you plant a seed in the ground, give it time, and with what was once this nondescript little bean is this colorful explosion. It's a testament to what time, work, and involving the proper elements in the process, that's very important. It's a testament to what can become of something small when you don't give up on it. And I hope you got to see several examples of that yesterday. Our nation's 244th birthday. I tell you, I don't feel a day over 243. I don't know about you. I've never been anything but an American. I've never been anything but a North Carolinian. And if I didn't love it here so much, I'd probably do more traveling. But for me, like perhaps it is for you, maybe you're traveling right now, you can get to the mountains in 2 hours. You can get to the beach in 3.5 hours. We got the whole world here in North Carolina. We're sitting in the Piedmont. We can go a little bit this way and see things completely different. Or we could go west and look at the majestic beauty and tranquilities. I want for nothing. Nothing at all. More time with family. If anything, I could never get too much time with family. But that's the only desire of my heart. Why? Because I'm easy to please? Heck no. Oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. But because this is such an undeniably wonderful place, I would pretty much have to be incorrigible to be in North Carolina and still find reasons to fuss about stuff that had anything to do with where I was. Now, if I can keep my personal act together, that's a whole different act. That's a whole different act in the play. But where I am, the opportunities that are there, folks, I wake up with a feeling of blessing in my heart. And it just happens to be Sunday. We are still the best country in the world. And testament to that is here is the best place to be, whatever it is that you are. And I'm proud of America for being that. Chris Farrell, 625.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Chris Farrell Show coming up on 640. Something caught my ear during Jeff Atkinson's bottom of the hour news report. I mentioned this. I think I mentioned this last week. Now that masks are required legally, they are, you know, it's honor system, this, sheriffs won't enforce it, that, you know, but legally, we're supposed to be wearing masks. And I knew when the pandemic began that we were just going to get flooded with new products that are designed to keep the bottom half of our face safe. And that there were going to be all kinds of claims and everything. This is so, these have healing crystals inside, or so, you know, that people are going to have to distinguish their masks somehow so that you pick theirs over someone else's. Okay, that's fine. That happens with every product. And that's just fine. But some of these can be pretty pricey. I've seen some online. You know, they're selling for around $30 or something. I'm thinking, is that not more than we're expected to do? Is that not more than we really need? Is that not more than we should have to spend? Are we being taken advantage of a little here and there? I didn't know. This is my first pandemic. I wonder how the folks that jumped into the mask market that probably do make, you know, very high quality. I mean, I've seen some masks that, you know, I'm not a Batman guy, but you remember Bane from Batman? That thing he wears that would make that look like, you know, like a store-bought Halloween mask. I mean, it looks like they're ready to go play some sport where it's okay to knock you in the teeth or something. I said, well, that probably does serve the purpose. And bless their heart for taking it seriously. Feel no animosity towards anyone whose mask is fancier than mine. I do not have mask envy. Is he still talking about COVID? Yeah, I'm still talking about COVID. But these manufacturers who are putting so much into their products, wanting to distinguish themselves, I wonder how they feel about folks just giving them away. We've got masks at our house. We have a pack of masks. I got a mask in my pocket. I take it off to do the show because I want to live through the show. Wouldn't put it to a vote. But I wonder how these capitalists, how these quick thinkers, there's a need, let's fill it, go, opportunity. And it's a real need. People need this. We're doing something good. Let's give them the best thing we can. But then they start giving them away in grocery stores. If I want a mask, all I've got to do is go to a certain place and they'll offer me one. And there's a good chance they'll let me in even if I turn them down. Joe Gillespie was speaking in his report about a drive-through mask pickup. But then he added that bars and breweries are also giving away masks. Well, it's nice that you would do that for the pandemic. They're like, pandemic? What are you talking about? Bars should have been giving away masks since their first drink. When you sold your first beer, you should ask them, do you want a mask with that? It could be you or someone else, but do you need a mask? Because, you know, beer goggles don't do anything about the bottom part of the face. And who's going to go mingle? Well, put this very politely for a Sunday morning. Who's going to go out looking to meet during a pandemic? Hi, stranger. You seem healthy right now. What do you say we grab a couple masks from the bartender and go pretend it's 2019? Because you see, the possibilities are so broad. If your bartender's giving away a mask, I imagine you could ask your lady friend, well, what type of mask would you like me to wear? And a good bar will have a selection. Because it is illusion that does a lot of pairing up. And you might as well have a mask. If you're not gonna see straight, then it matters less what you're looking at, doesn't it? Breweries giving away masks. They should have been doing this all along. It's Sunday, July 5th, 2020. It's the day after America's 244th birthday. And I don't care what you hear from who, America's done more good than bad. I'm happy to be from here. I celebrate our birthday like it's my birthday, because I am as American as I am anything. And it goes to appreciation. I realize not everywhere's like America. There are folks that need to find a statue that offends them so they can pull it down. They need to go that deep to find something worth doing. That is a person who is not overwrought with problems. That is a bored person. If you're worried about making your mortgage payment, you're not worried about where to get rope to pull down George Washington or whoever it happens to be. Stonewall Jackson, I don't know. Who do you feel like really deserves it, you know? You know, you want to pull down a statue, pull down that Rocky statue in Philadelphia. I liked the Rocky movies, some of them, and the movie Rocky won Best Picture and deserved every bit of it. But Joe Frazier is from Philadelphia. And you've got a statue to a cartoon boxer? A fictitious boxer? Joe Frazier is from Philadelphia. You don't have to tear it down. Have it moved to Sylvester Stallone's place. Maybe he can put it at the mouth of his driveway, you know, where if you go visit, that's the first thing you see. That would be cool. And then put up that statue of Joe Frazier. Let's at least be lucid when we decide who to immortalize. Besides, I don't really think you can immortalize a fictitious character. I think that's redundant. Wouldn't that be redundant? If you want to pull down a statue, Rocky Balboa. And I don't mean a thing by it. I just mean, if there's one worth pulling down, that's it. But if you need those type of activities to fill your day, maybe look to different activities that serve you as an individual, and you might find the angst, the problems, what was bothering you that made you want to go pull things down, you might find those emotions waning. The mad might leave you if you improve your own life instead of just being destructive. Do something positive if you want to feel good. Now, you might consider pulling down a statue to be a positive thing. Well, thank you very much for making that decision on behalf of everybody else. I just wish I'd have known you were so important before now. I'd have mailed you a fruit basket. I didn't know you were this big a deal. Come on. You got to let us in on that kind of stuff. If you're so powerful that it's up to you which monuments should stand and which should fall, you know, don't hide that. Let us know. There could be perks. But the secret is, you're not that important. You're just bored. And that's good. Not that you're tearing stuff down. It's good that you have time for it, because that means you have time to do something worthwhile if you decide. It is a bold statement to pull down a monument under the threat of arrest. That is a bold statement. I'm not saying you don't have fortitude. I'm saying direct your fortitude where it will help someone. Because every statue you pull down is just another log on the fire. Chris Farrell, 655.
Monday. It's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.